You're listening to WWBC Coco Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indian Atlantic, Indian Harbor, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Coco, 99.9 FM.
Hello and welcome to another installment of the Hour of Power radio program, hosted by Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr. We're glad you could join us this morning as we delve into the Word of God. So prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, and grab a Bible. Now here's your host, Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr.
Well, praise the Lord, men, women of God. Welcome to Kingdom Sounds. We are the radio broadcast ministry for Victory International Praise. We want to thank God for your listening in. I want to thank God. You know, we went to an event, Christ in the Park at Provost Park, which is sponsored by Tanya Ham every year, and really enjoyed it. There were people out there, as a matter of fact, that listened to the broadcast. And so we thank God, you know, when you can go someplace and, you know, someone walks up to you and say, you know, we listened to the broadcast, and we're really blessed, especially concerning the topic that we have been dealing with mostly as of late, because a lot of times people are having marital problems, and there's no answer. Sometimes there's no true answer. There are times that people need to hear from the Lord. People need to be taught, and so we thank God for what God is inspiring us to do, and we want to say to God be all the glory and the honor and the praise, and thank God for using us as instruments to help people concerning their marriage. You know, the Bible says that we are destroyed for a lack of knowledge, and so we need knowledge when it comes down to marriage, because the enemy is out there to take it advantage of the ignorant. Come on. Oh, glory to God. And so we don't need to be ignorant. The Bible says that, you know, the enemy, there's times when the enemy is wiser than the children of light. And so we thank God for wisdom, even concerning our marriage. Let's see. I want to give a shout out to Deacon Butterfield. We thank God for him being a blessing to the broadcast. Deacon Butterfield has a lawn care service and tree cutting service. And his telephone number is 321-266-9507. We thank God for him. He's a mighty man of God. Praise God. I've known him for a long time, and he hasn't dropped one bit of zeal. Amen. He still has a lot of zeal. And thank God for Pastor Ray Lyons. Praise God, and his school. Oh, glory to God. I can't even think of the name of the school right this second here, probably before the end of the broadcast, but we thank God for him and the contribution and what they're doing over at the school and working with the children here in Brevard County. Hallelujah. Now, quickly, before we get started, because I have the man of the hour, the man with power, Bishop Daniels, in the house. Praise God. And we're going to be jumping right back on that topic about marriage. But I want to remind you of the marriage conference that's coming up in 2023, March this year, on the 16th and the 17th. It's going to be at 250 North Babcock, 250 North Babcock, a marriage conference. Praise God. We got two classes each night. The first class will begin Thursday from 7 to 8, and the second class is Thursday also from 8 to 9. Now, the speakers are going to be teaching for about 40 minutes at their discretion, and they're going to take questions the last 20 minutes of their session. So, and I'm leaving that up to their discretion. You know, we sometimes the Holy Spirit get loose and we can't help, you know. but we definitely want you to be able to ask questions. As a matter of fact, and Bishop Daniels, Dr. Michael E. Daniels, he will be dealing with forgiving to recovery. Amen. Oh, glory to God. And so we need to learn how to forgive in our marriages. And then I'll be coming right behind him from 8 to 9, and I will be dealing with married but living like you're single. Married but living like you're single. Then that Friday, we'll be back, and I'll have that first session from 7 to 8, and I'm going to be dealing with spiritual knitting. Oh, glory to God. Sometimes we have knitted with our spouses soulishly. We know each other soulishly, but we haven't connected spiritually. And so there is a knitting. It's in the Bible. It's in the Word. And I want to show it to you so that you can knit, so that you can think alike. Come on. Oh, glory to God. You'd be at work somewhere, and you're thinking about meatloaf, and you get home, and your wife has made meatloaf. Why? Because you're knitted. You're bonded spiritually. Oh, glory to God. A lot of times we bond with the Lord, but we don't bond spiritually with our wives and our spouses and even our children. I want to tell you how to bring the children in also. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. And so anyways, that's going to be from 7 until 8. And I'm telling you, the classes are going to start on time. The seating is limited. Oh, glory to God. And so you need to make sure that you get there on time, ahead of time. Oh, glory to God. So there don't be a lot of disturbance, you know, with a person walking in or people walking in the midst of the class and pulling away from the people, from the attention of the people there. What do you call it? Attention span or something like that. Mm-hmm. And so anyways, and then after that, we're going to have Apostle Ricky Graves, and he's going to be dealing with intimacy. You know, I've come to find out that, you know, after the honeymoon, oh, glory to God, thank God for the honeymoon. But then in the process of marriage, sometimes the honey comes out of the moon. And so we need to put the honey back in the moon. Come on. So he's going to be putting the honey back in the moon. He's going to be talking about intimacy. Okay. For some strange reason, I just got distracted there. Our broadcast just kind of disconnected. But anyways, yeah, so we're going to be putting the honey back in the moon. And if there's a strain on your relationship as far as intimacy, you might want to be there. Amen. Amen. You know how it is. Sometimes we get to acting up and we get to withholding one from another. Okay, I'm going to leave that alone. This is PG-13. This is PG-13. And so anyways, Bishop is over here shaking his head. No, to say PG, he might be going there today, you know. How you doing, Bishop? First off, let me give a shout out to my beautiful wife, my wife who I love dearly, of 33 years. Oh, glory to God, 33 years. I thank God for. Go ahead, man of God.
We thank and praise God for being here on today. And we're going to keep it PG. and even G, this will not be non-rated. We will save that for the classes, because we can deal with grown folk in that situation. Now, looking at what we're just going to share a little bit about tonight.
Just a little bit, man of God. We want to be able to hear.
We're going to share about, let me go to the scripture, Matthew chapter 14, and right around verse number 26. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a spirit," and they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, "Be of good cheer, it is I. Be not afraid." And Peter, verse 28, answered him and said, "Lord, if it be thou, bid me to come unto thee on the water." And verse 29, and he said, "Come." Peter steps out on the word, "Come," because Christ spoke it. Number one of that day. Well, let me finish it. And when Peter was come out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. And why would I read something like this when it comes down to, we're talking about this marriage seminar, marriage class, and the titles that we will be talking about. It's because sometimes we do not understand, even in a marriage, how easy it is sometimes to not believe and not to connect, and sometimes not to understand what our spouses are telling us, whether it be the husband or the wife. And many times the husband may say something and the wife will follow suit based upon his word, because of the fact that she has been around him enough to know that I can trust the words that he says. You remember this statement in the movie? Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth? And because of that, Peter steps out on the very words that Jesus said. He said, come. And Peter steps out on that word. And the scriptures say, and he begins to walk towards Jesus, defying buoyancy, defying the laws of physics.
Wow. Okay.
Defying people's mentality and defying what people are seeing, what's taking place in the eve of the morning, because their mentality was, because they were mariners, to believe that there were spirits out on the water. So Jesus, first of all, had to calm their spirits.
Wow, wow.
And to make them understand, look in his eye, not what you think you believe. So in a marriage, when the wife or the husband can believe the very words that you say, it seems as if nothing else matters. No matter what you hear, no matter what you were brought up, no matter what mama and them taught you,
right.
You don't know this person. And when you can connect with this person and the trust begin to flow, then what happens when they say something, the connection is there. And I'm going to move when you move. Just like that.
Wow. You know, I just want to quickly apologize. I'm going to let you jump right back into it. Quickly apologize. The social media site went out, but praise God, we got it back up. Praise the Lord. But anyway, some of you all, you might have missed out on some of the things that I was announcing about the marriage conference, but I'm going to come right back in a little bit, and I'm going to announce some more things about the marriage conference. As a matter of fact, it went out when I was talking about Friday night, and I will be dealing with spiritual knitting, spiritual bonding on a Friday night, praise God, in that class, which will be starting on time, praise God. And we want to challenge everybody, just like you're on time for your job. We want to challenge you, be on time for the classes. We won't be having a praise and worship service or anything like that. We're going to go straight into these classes, drop a bunch of information on you, so make sure you're bringing pen and paper so that you can be like a spiritual sponge. You know, a sponge absorbs, it retains, and it distributes. And a lot of times we're not being like a spiritual sponge. We're just coming in, and before we can get out the door, the enemy has stolen the majority of that information. But a sponge absorbs. Sometimes when you get a certain age, you need to begin to write stuff down anyways, praise the Lord. And then it retains it. Then it distributes it. You can't distribute nothing that you can't retain. And so we need you to retain what's being taught, praise God, because we're sitting before God for hours, and we need you to understand that, guess what? Hey, I need to get this here. Praise God, because if you get it, you'll live it. And then Apostle Graves from 8 to 9 o'clock will be dealing with intimacy. Oh, glory to God. Some of you all, after your honeymoon, you found out that there's no more honey in the moon. And glory to God. So we're going to work at putting the honey back in the moon. And that's going to be on Friday, on the 17th of March. All right, praise God. Go ahead, man of God.
I would say also, when you come, come with a spirit of expectancy.
Yeah, yeah.
And not only that, come with an open spirit to receive.
Yes.
It's not that we know everything.
Correct.
But if we can help
and we're not perfect.
Somebody.
Yeah.
And when Pastor Thomas and I talk, many times we share about experience.
Right.
You know, we've learned a thing or two.
Right.
Because we've been around some things. We understand. And no one has the end all be all.
Right.
But if we can help one another. Right. Because we don't want you to come with the mind already, what can they tell me?
Right.
And first of all, that can be a problem even in your marriage.
Mm-hmm.
What can you tell me?
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm 5 times 2 plus 12. and you already have a mindset that what can you tell me? You know,
man of God, also come. I want to challenge you to come without all of the problems
mm-hmm.
of your spouse.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I come looking at everything that your spouse. I want you to come just focusing on yourself. It's going to be enough word that's going to be distributed. Come on, that it's going to work on your spouse.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. And even when you go to ask the questions, oh, glory to God, that we, you know, because let me show you something. This is how a lot of counsel sessions go.
Mm-hmm.
People sit up in counsel and they do this. She does that. She does that.
Yes.
She does that.
Yes.
He does this. He does this. He does. And you don't get anywhere a lot of times in a counsel session because they spend the whole 1 hour, come on, blaming each other and talking about what each other has done. And so we want you to come to this marriage conference. Not with the blame game, come on, but we want you to come focused on how can I be helped, come on, that I might be better this marriage. Go ahead.
And as you're sharing and talking with that, you know that many spouses, and I was watching something last night, have been in and out of relationships.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And for some, they've been in multiple marriages.
Mm-hmm.
And we never understand
the
story behind that.
Right.
Because sometimes we look at them and we turn our nose up.
Yeah. Quick to blame, point the finger.
For at the people of God. And like, and we get to whispering, you know, they've been in so many marriages or XYZ, and you were not in those marriages.
That's right.
You're looking at it from the outside.
Right. Right.
And then you're already forming a judgment.
Right.
You know, they must not been that good, or they,
mm-hmm.
but you don't know.
Right. Right.
Because you never understand what people have gone through.
Right.
Do you not think that there are people who've been in multiple marriages actually came up in life mm-hmm. as a youth thinking, looking at their situation 10, 20 years later and look back and say, oh my God.
Right.
I would have never thought my life would have turned out like that.
Right.
But let me share something with you. Life has turns. Life has ups and downs.
Yes.
I mean, people pass on. People walk out of your life. Mm-hmm. People, I mean, it's just right. a crazy right. thing. And one thing I learned about David, how do you know that God still forgave David even after his heart? Because God continued to use him. Even after the things that David had done.
Wow.
So what I'm telling you, I'm feeling this right now. And sometimes we think that we can't be used of God because we missed the mark in so many places. And since we're dealing with marriage, that may have been the Achilles heel that you had to deal with. You know, it could have been sickness for somebody else.
Right,
it
right.
could have been it could have been finances. But because it's marriage for you, you may think, God can never use me. God will never send me anyone. The devil is a liar.
Right.
If he can use David, and David has so much blood on his hand, there is still hope for you.
You know, as you were speaking, man of God, you know, it just really emphasized, if that's the correct word, how that, because, okay, a lot of times in our relationships, we come into these relationships with so much lack of knowledge that is destroyed by the enemy. And it's amazing because sometimes we're quick to, you know, point the finger at people knowing that we're, I want to use the word fallible, we're not perfect. Come on. And sometimes, you know, we're under attack and people don't know the attack that you've gone through.
Oh my God.
Come on. They don't know the hell. And you know, because, hey, for the longest, I thank God for growing me up, because for the longest, I was one of those ones that was always looking at my wife and pointing the finger at my wife and stuff like this. And it took some maturity.
Yes.
Come on. I thank God that by the grace of God, we got through it. But a lot of people didn't. Come on. They you know, the warfare was great. And sometimes we're not even being covered. Come on. You know, I don't want nobody praying for me. Cold by such and such house. No, I need somebody that knows how to bind,
sure.
how to loose. Come on, somebody. I know how. I need someone to know what they're fighting. The strong man. Know that they got to bind the strong man. Jesus said you can't go into a strong man's. You can't take the strong man's house unless you first tie up the strong man. And, and a lot of times, you know, we have, you know, we don't even know who the 12 or what the 12 strong men are of the Bible. Come on. Oh, glory to God. And so, anyways, like never before, we're quicker to talk about what people are going through instead of praying for them. Oops. Okay. We're quicker to point the finger at people. And we only got one enemy, and that's the devil.
Yes.
Come on. And then we don't understand that you're acting like the devil, because when you become the accuser of the brethren, you're acting just like the devil. The Bible says that Satan is the accuser of the brethren.
Yes.
Why are you always walking around accusing people instead of acting as an intercessor? Come on. Acting as a someone that's, you know, because when my, you know, I like to tell folks, when my wife went through cancer, was battling cancer, come on, oh glory to God, I didn't tell everybody, because I realized that, guess what, you know, some people, their mouths aren't saved, some people don't know how to intercede, and my wife did a class one night where she, you know, said something, and it went around the room, and by the time it got back to, you know, the last person, it was something that was said that wasn't even said, and so And so I'm telling you, people do the same thing. Oh, I heard they were in bad shape. I heard they were dying. I heard I heard your wife died. You know, and so guess what? To cut all of that out, I limited who I spoke to. Go ahead,
Absolutely.
Man.
And you know,
oh, we got 2 minutes. Oh, well, praise the Lord. We only got 2 minutes, but we're coming right back for those that are on social media. So hang in there. Praise God. Hey, praise God, prophetess and Pastor Parker. It's on here. How you doing, woman of God? Along with Prophetess Benita Phillips. We thank God for you. Oh, glory to God. We are prepping and getting ready for this marriage conference. That's going to be in March, the month of March, the 16th and the 17th. We have classes starting at 7, from 7 to 8, dealing with forgiveness and recovery. And then from 8 to 9, married but living like you're single. And then Friday, praise God, spiritual bonding, knitting, that from 7 to 8. And then from 8 till 9, intimacy. And so we want to see you there. We want to see you there. Got to get off the radio. Thank God for Danny, WWBC. Oh, okay. All right. WWBC 100.7, 94.7, and 99.9. All right. This is Kingdom Sounds. I'm going to have Bishop Daniels right back. This is Kingdom Sounds, radio broadcast ministry of Victory International Praise, where Pastor Teresa Robinson is doing an awesome job. We thank God for praise the Lord. All right, God bless you, and we'll see you tomorrow. And the people on social media, we'll be right back.
Good evening, and thank you for listening to our broadcast. I want to take a moment and invite you to our marriage conference, March the 16th and 17th. The location is 250 North Babcock, 250 North Babcock. That's Victory International Praise Church, 250 North Babcock in Melbourne, Florida. The Bible says we're destroyed for a lack of knowledge. And a lot of times marriages are going through some things because we do lack knowledge. The Bible says to dwell with your spouse according to knowledge. And so we want to give you some knowledge and even some wisdom. And so once again, the address is 250 North Babcock, Melbourne, Florida. We will be starting at 7 p.m. I pray that God will stir the hearts of even the spouses that you don't even believe would be willing to come, that God will stir their hearts to come and to be there. All right, God bless you. We love you.
Welcome to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur, pastor, Bible teacher, and author of the MacArthur New Testament Commentary Series. Well, today let's take a look at Pentecost. For Christians, this Jewish feast will always be associated with the events of Acts 2. That's the coming of the Holy Spirit, the beginning of the church age. And as verse 43 says, on that day, quote, many wonders and signs were taking place through the apostles. Now, John, what exactly were those wonders and signs those apostles were performing? And can Christians still do them today?
Well, clearly they refer to miracles. Those are just words that view miracles in different ways. Wonders simply expresses the amazement that people experience when they witness supernatural events. Signs point to the power of God behind the miracle. A sign is something that points to something else. And so these are references to the miracles that the apostles did, which pointed to the power of God and the truthfulness of their message, and which generated amazement and wonder in the people. Now, those are identified clearly in 2 Corinthians 12:12 as the signs of an apostle, to authenticate them as the true messengers of God. The apostolic era formed the initial revelation. It came through the apostles and associates of the apostles. They wrote it down. It became the New Testament, and no longer is there divine revelation in a direct way. So we don't have apostles, we don't have direct revelation, we don't have miracles to attest to the apostles, because we have the Word of God by which all teachers will be measured.
This is Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. For more in-depth teaching from the book of Acts, visit MacArthurCommentaries.com.
You've been searching for someone.